let's talk about our focus for this episode. This week, our focus is all about God's grace and how it is always available to us. Because Jesus died for us, we always have God's grace on our side. So what does that mean to you, Evan?
What that means to me is just always being able to talk to him 24/7, just like I talked about last week. You know, you can always talk to him and just have a conversation with him. You know, like, what's up, dude? It's Tuesday. How's it going? You know, and I just think it's really cool to always be able to have someone to talk to. And that's kind of what it means for me to always have God by our side, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a great answer. You know, for me, though, one thing I struggle with knowing that God's grace is always available to us, is that oftentimes I don't grant myself grace. You know, if I make a mistake or I just do that whole face plant, like, duh, what did I do? I don't remember, I guess, or I forget at the time that God's already given us his grace. That's not as a big deal as it is that we make it for ourselves. Sometimes we make these huge mistakes a bigger deal in our minds than they are because God's already granted us the grace and the forgiveness for it, you know?
No, I'm so glad that you said that because I think sometimes we act as though we have to earn it back, but it's been there the whole time. It's not going anywhere. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll be honest, like, this question is really hard for me because I am highly self-critical. I'm really hard on myself when I do make mistakes, and not because I'm a perfectionist by any means, but, you know, sometimes our mistakes, be they unintentional, they hurt people around us, and sometimes, you know, if you're spending time with your friends, I know I used to be a flake, like, seriously. I used to, like, overcommit because I wanted everyone to, like me, I guess, and I would say yes to all these people, and then obviously I'd have to, like, bail out on all but one. And I used to but this is something I seem to keep doing over and over again because in that moment when you're saying, yeah, I can totally do this, or yes, I can help you out with that thing, it feels good, but it feels good to me, right? So that's kind of selfish. But at the time I was like, oh, this makes me look like a good person. But then I would stretch myself too thin, or I'd have to flake out on someone. And I had a really hard time kind of getting over that, like not getting over doing that, but like then just on the back end being like, man, there's a couple of years in there when I was not the greatest friend. And in my efforts to seem like such a great friend, I was not a great friend. And I had a really hard time kind of just coming back from that.
Wow, I totally resonate. I understand you 100%. Back in my day, when I was a youth leader, I used to overcommit as well. And I would get on myself so bad when I couldn't either attend something that I had said yes to or take on a responsibility that I really couldn't take on because I had too many things going on, right? And I always found myself feeling so guilty because the things that I was filling my life with were all things that were ministry, right? And so I felt really bad sometimes just having to say no or being too committed, knowing that they were things that I was doing for God, right? It was, if you're doing something for God, you know, you have to do it right.
Right.
And so I definitely had a lot of that. I still pretty much struggle with that when it comes to God's grace, right? It's like just knowing that he does say, or they do say, may your yeses be yeses and your noes be noes, right? And kind of like know that if you made a mistake, it's okay. Pick yourself back up. Get back on track.
I have a really good friend and she keeps me in check. You know, before I commit to something, she's like, okay, so is this perfect Lisa talking who thinks she can like do everything? Or like, is this real Lisa who knows that you are limited by space and time and you can't be everywhere and can't be everything to everyone? And so like I, you know, eventually started having that conversation with myself, you know, but yeah, I totally understand. Totally understand.
Yeah.
Do you struggle with that too, Evan?
Yeah, a little bit, but in a different way because I play baseball, so it doesn't happen often because, you know, I'm just insane. But sometimes I'll make a mistake or I'll take a pitch I shouldn't have taken, or I'll read the sign wrong that my coach gave me. And, you know, I'm really hard on myself about making mistakes and doing everything perfectly, but I think it's also really important to kind of give yourself those wins. And rather than thinking about all the things you did wrong, remember the things that you did right, you know? Because I think that's really important, because I may have done this and this wrong, but you know what? I drove in a run, or I did this, or I got a double, or I made a smart play to get a double play, or stuff like that, you know, just to give yourself the little wins and remind yourself, you know, I'm actually not doing too bad of a job.
Yeah, you know what would be a great practice? Writing those things down when you do have a win, so that you can refer to that on the day that you feel like all you ever do is strike out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Evan, thank you.
Yeah.
For real, that could apply to anything.
Well, you guys, this has been a ton of fun hanging out with you families. Thank you so much for tuning in to the last four episodes of Adventures of the Starkeepers. We love working together on this podcast. It's a ton of fun. And so we love that you're enjoying it too. And we hope that you've enjoyed hanging out with us after the podcast episodes. So please keep tuning in to Adventures of the Starkeepers. We'll be there. We hope you will be too. And we'll hopefully get to hang out again with you sometime really soon.
Yeah. See you guys later. Thank you so much for listening to this, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning in.
We'll see you on the other side.